Hello, everybody. So today we're going to talk about Principles of Success by Ray Dalio. Now, Ray Dalio is one of the biggest hedge fund managers in the US. Now he's retired, but he managed a very, very big hedge fund. So he is the financial guy, and often finances are kind of related to success. In a lot of his books, and even this free book, and I'm going to tell you how I got this, he talks about what success is for you. So he doesn't associate finance with success. He associates you with success. So whatever success is for you. So I kind of came across this book when I was reading his other book called Principles, and I'm like, this guy's interesting. Let's go check his website out. And there's a pop-up for a free book, and I'm like, okay, all right, I'll put everything in. I'll put all my information in. Well, I realized that it was not an ebook. It was a physical book. So I got mailed a physical book. Somebody paid to write that book, edit that book, print that book, and pay for the mailing. So I'm like, well, I think that deserves a good review. So I'm gonna go ahead and talk about Principles of Success. It's a very interesting book, free book. I think anybody can take it. Go on his website and check it out. So in a way, this book kind of reinforced the ideas I had about success. And it could be one of those things that is like positive, you're looking for positive information. At the same time, I've seen the same information appear in a lot of other books. So let's talk about it. Let's kind of go through and talk about it. So what are the principles he talks about? And the few things he covers in the first few chapters is, well, first, we got to design our life. We are the creators. We are the directors of our life, right? We can't just let life be. Because think about the significance of your life. You are here out of the trillions and trillions of chances. You could be an organism. You could be a cockroach. You could be an ant. You could be anything. But by chance, you became human. And with that responsibility, you have to make a choice that I'm going to be a director of my life. I'm going to direct my life. I'm going to write my life. I'm going to write my life story. I'm going to direct it, and I'm going to execute it as an actor. I think if you look at your life that way, that you're given this opportunity to live wonderfully. But before you can do that, you have to just make a choice, a conscious choice. And that's one of the things he talks about in the first section of the book. Now, the second, and this I think is a very, very big thing to learn, is getting off the fear of obstacles. So this is something that I'm going to admit 100%. There's a lot of times in my life that I get fearful. But when I get fearful, I go back to what I have learned. So this is very normal to be afraid of obstacles, to be afraid of failure. That is a normal thing. But in order to succeed, we have to conquer those fears. And that's what he talks about. He talks about life being a river. And that's if you imagine your life being like a river, and it's going to flow, it's going to keep on going. And the obstacles, all you got to do is just find a way around it. You cannot get rid of them. You cannot stop them. But you can learn from them. You can get smarter. And that is where our goal should be when we talk about obstacles in our life. And then he talks about what defines our life, right? What is actually the reason we can be successful or not? Well, one of the biggest reasons we can be either successful or not is the daily decisions we make. It's not about that big decision. It's about the daily small decisions. Did you wake up early, work on your goals today? Did you wake up today and do what you had to do? Did you? Those small decisions accumulate to big decisions, which equals life. And life is about continual improvement. And this comes from me, who lived in this, I would say utopia, where I'm like, oh, one day it's going to happen. One day that's going to happen. One day everything's going to be perfect. But when I realized life is never going to be perfect, and all I got to focus on is continual improvement, it changed my life. I'll take action A, I'll fail, then I'll take action B. I'll learn from action A, so I don't do the same mistake again, but I do take action. And I do believe in continual improvement, because often that is how you can live your life. And the fourth thing he talks about is gamify your life. First, you gotta define your success. You have to define what success is for you. Is it wealth? Is it better relationships? Is it better health? What is success for you? That is what you have to decide. Because unless you decide that, then you're gonna have problems where you're going in every direction and you're getting pulled in every direction, but you're not going anywhere. And that is not the situation you want to be in. And if you gamify your life, think about problems in your life like puzzles. And in order to fit those puzzles together, you have to solve them. And when you solve them, you get a reward. Instead of associating problems with pain, associate problems with continual growth and rewards. And you'll be amazed at how much your life changes. Because when I made that change, when I went from, oh my God, that's gonna happen, this is gonna happen, to, okay, all right, well, learn from it. All right, I improved. I made this ABC decision that led to D conclusion, but I learned from it. I improved, and I did not make the same mistake twice. And over time, that becomes a game because it no longer incites the fear response. And the more you gamify life, it becomes, it really changes your mindset. Think about video games. Video games are like what? They gamify everything, right? From one checkpoint to the other. When you get to the second checkpoint, you get this reward. And that is what he recommends you do your life. And I've seen it in my own life where I have changed the way I look at problems. And it has really, really helped me take action because I used to be so scared of everything. And reflection. I think reflection is very, very important. I totally agree with Ray here. It's one of the things where you gotta sit down, reflect on the decisions you've made. Reflect on what you did and how you did it. And reflection often is very painful. But if you have a mindset of continual improvement, growth, and gamification, it will help you deal with reflection better. And what do I mean by reflection? I mean sitting down and reflecting on what you did today, on how you did on your goals, why you did A, B, and C, what you need to do to improve. Not the fake lies we tell ourselves or anything else. It's just honesty, total ownership and honesty. It really changes your life. Now let's talk about the steps Ray talks about in Principle Success. Step number one, well, you cannot be everything. This is something I personally struggle with. Every time I choose a path, there is an alternative path to just pulling me in a different direction. And what happens is if you are getting pulled in all directions, you're not going anywhere. Think about it. If you have an object in the middle and there's four strings on the four corners that are pulling with equal force, well, you're not going anywhere. And that's what happens to most people. And that's what happened to me for a long, long time. Because I got pulled in every direction. I start a goal and then I get pulled. I'm like, ooh, that's like the shiny object. Let's go there. And I'll get pulled there. Ooh, that's a shiny object. Let's go there. And I kept on getting pulled in different directions, going nowhere. And that's very, very frustrating. So pick a goal, write it on a piece of paper, write it down, and then look at it every day so you know where you need to go. You cannot go everywhere. It's not possible because you have limited time. You don't have 1,000 years to live. You literally only have 60 years at most because the first 25 or you don't know what the heck you're doing. The last 10, 15 years, you're like, eh, you know, you're going to have problems. It's just life. So you got 60, 70 years to live your life to its full potential. Think about that. Step number two, become a problem solver. If you make your identity your problem solver, if you think about problems this way, and this has really, really helped me personally, is I have made my identity. I'm a problem solver. And these problems, whatever problem I have, are created by humans and they'll be solved by humans. Think about it. This is a perfect universe in a way, right? We live on a single crystal, like a blue ball in the middle of trillions of universes with no life in sight, with a perfect environment, everything perfect from the ecosystem to the magnetic fields, everything perfect. So the problems we have as humans today are created by humans and they only can be solved by humans. And once I have that mindset, hey, I'm a problem solver, and if there's a problem, there's a solution, it changes the way you look at life. So become a problem solver because that is what is going to define success in your life. Step number three, find root causes of all the problem. Not superficial, root causes. Why are you doing A, B, and C? Why A, B, and C happen? So a lot of times when problems come, we'll find a solution, but they keep on recurring. If problems are recurring consistently, we have to be honest with ourselves. Okay, I'm doing A, B, and C. Well, this A, B, and C is happening all the time. Okay, well, why is it happening? Not the first fake response, oh, it's his fault or her fault. No, what is the really root cause of this? And root cause analysis requires extreme ownership, and it requires you to be very honest with yourself. Because if you're not honest, your ego is going to play tricks on you and you're not going to get to the truth. Because unless you have root cause analysis, you're going to keep on repeating the same mistakes. It's going to lead to more frustration. And it's just not good. It's just like doing the same mistake again and again. You're going to be insane. I've been there. Step number four, have process and plan. Plan whatever you need to plan. Have a process, A, B, C, D, and E. These are steps I got to take. And that is how is the best way to get for success, is have great processes and have great plan. Step number five, action. This is the hardest part. I am not kidding. You will go through step one, two, three, four without a problem. The step five is the action part, and that is the hardest. The reason being is this: action causes anxiety. Action causes uncertainty, and that is normal. And if you want to be normal and be stuck, well, that's what you want to be. But you don't want to be normal. You want to be extraordinary. You want to be special. But take action. May that be a very small action, but take that action. So that is one of the hardest steps that I've struggled with, and even at times I do. But I do have strategies and place to kind of push me through when I do get stuck, and that is where root cause analysis and honesty comes through. Is if you're honest with yourself and you know, hey, listen, man, when I get to the action part, I freeze. Have a process. Have an accountability partner who's going to push you through. Whatever works for you, do it. Well, let's talk about life itself. And I'm going to open this a little bit. This is a screenshot from the book, and it kind of jumped out at me. Think about this. Something like this will happen for you, to you. You will lose something you think that you can't live without, or suffer a terrible illness or injury, or your career will fall apart before your eyes. You might think your life is ruined and there's no way to go, but it will pass. There's always a best path forward through you, though you might not see it. You just have to calm yourself down and reflect in order to find it, and then embrace your reality and deal with it. Shit's gonna happen. There's no way around it. Shit's gonna happen, but it's not here to stay. It's here to pass. There's always a way. And pain, life is going to cause you pain. There's no way around it. But pain is a great teacher. When we're in pain, if we develop a habit of reflecting and not hiding, it changes your life. Something happened. Well, you know what? I'm going to have 20 drinks today, so I forget about it. Those are the moments you really got to sit down, reflect, and think about it. Those are the moments you have to be honest with yourself. And if you think about it, well, there's a reason these things happened. Let's look at why they happened. And this is part of human nature. Blaming, not taking accountability, not being honest and going with superficial answers. That's normal. But we have to tell ourselves, well, we're repeating the same things, we're doing the same mistakes again and again. Well, why the heck is that? Let's really, really think about it. Let's embrace the freaking pain. Let's embrace it. And in life, we'll have to balance risk and reward. That's life. You want to get a new job? Hey, but you're going to risk stability of the old job. You're going to have a no in the new job. But there's a future reward. So those are the things we have to really think is, are we balancing our risk and rewards properly? Are we taking too much risk, or are we taking no risk at all? And this is something that people have told this for a long, long time, but I never believed it. Success is about the struggle, not the goal. It is the path that defines our life, because the moment we reach our goal, we define another one. Success is about the struggle. It is. You're going to set a goal and you're going to struggle, man. You're going to struggle. But then you're going to reach the end of the rainbow, and you're going to grow from it. Because the struggles that come with reaching goals, that's how you grow. It's never about the goal. You might have a goal right now. Oh, I don't know. You want to make $500,000 a year. We all have goals. But the struggle, where the days you're not going to feel like it, you're going to do it. The days you feel down, you're still going to do it. Those days is what make you. And that is what success is about. Success is about you, not some human-made paper. It's about you at the end of the day. What you define success. Because believe it or not, we all have different meanings of success. We do let society define it for us. But let me tell you, there's a lot of miserable, unhappy, rich people. So define your success. And success is about your growth, not acquiring paper. And then Ray goes into big barriers to success, which is that is where most people right here, EGO, ego, get down. And ego is a very interesting beast. I'm simply aware of it, but I have yet to master it. I don't know. I haven't read enough to know if anybody's mastered it. But ego is a beast of itself. It really is. Because ego's job is there to protect us. It's there to protect our identity. And often, it will put our need to be right above everything else. Because it's there to protect us. To tell us, hey, you're right. You're absolutely correct, even though you're not. It'll tell us, hey, whatever decision we made is perfect. I don't need to test anything. There's no reason to test. What I said was correct. What I did was correct. Ego is a tendency of telling us, hey, we're not wrong. It's the other people who are wrong. It's the other people that, you know, they don't believe in me. They're attacking me. But tell that ego, it's not about right or wrong. It's about the truth. Let's test it. Let's look at the data. Let's look at the truth. Not what my biases are. Not what my ego is telling me to feel good. It's about the truth. And this is something that comes with habit. It's easy to say, oh, be aware of your ego. So easy. Oh, just be aware of it. You know, it's there to protect you. No, try to go for the truth. But this comes with practice. You have to practice again and again and again. Every time you make a decision, say, hey, is it my ego making this decision? Or I'm really, really thinking about the facts. Second, know our blind spots. Our blind spots are blind because we're blind to it. Have people in our lives who are there to point out those blind spots because we cannot see everything. Think about it. You go to a crime scene, there's blood. You can't see with your naked eye. You put ultraviolet light on, you can see all the blood. Have people in your life who are honest to you, no matter how painful it is, because that is what's going to counter your ego and your blind spots. And this, that is something that comes with habit. It is not an easy thing to do. And be open to learning. If we change our mindset from, oh, I'm right, to continuous learning and growth, the ego will take a back seat. The ego can still be used for something good. For example, sticking to the decision you made when you've looked at all the data and tested it. But if we make a mindset of always learning and associate always learning with good feelings instead of, oh, ego, oh, I made the right decision or anything like that, you'll be amazed on how much accelerated growth you have. Because I've done that in my personal life. I've used ego for sticking to decisions I made after I evaluated everything. Because when you make a decision, it's anxiety filled. You get excited, but the third day in, you're like, oh, do I really want to do this? But you can use ego for that. You're like, no. I'm gonna freaking do this. That's how you can use your ego for something positive. And he talks about people. Find the right people in your life. Find the people who are thoughtful and who will actually disagree with you. You do not want people who agree with you all the time, because then you know you have the wrong people. You want people who disagree with you, bring valid points, not just a-holes. You don't want a-holes in your life like, oh, gravity exists. Gravity does not exist. You have evidence? No, but I'm just saying it. No, you don't want people like that. You want people who are like, well, you're looking this way. How about we look at it this way? Because this data suggests this. Let's think about that. People like, you need people in your life who are disagreeing, bringing other points, opening your mind up to other things. And try to have people in your life who are not driven by ego, but with growth, who are same as you are. It is easy to say, oh, be open to growth. It is harder to actually follow it because the ego kicks in. It is something that you have to practice every single day until it becomes a habit. Until the natural reaction of, I am right, I am A, B, and C, to, let's see, let's look at the data, let's see how we can make a better decision. Until that becomes a habit and you override your default action, it's going to be painful. And I'm still getting in a habit of where I am learning to do this, but it's still very painful because it requires honesty, extreme ownership, self-reflection. And those things are hard. They really are, because often you want to run away from things. You're like, I don't want to deal with that. I'd rather repeat the same mistakes, because repeating the same mistakes have certainty than the uncertain of, what if I really figure out, why am I doing this? So new thinking. What did we learn from this? Well, think of life as evolution. Our goal is to improve, get better, and defeat the biggest enemy, ourselves. Have goals. Have courage to act on those goals, and have a mindset of continual improvement. Keep ego in check and be aware of your faults. Pretty much the whole conclusion of everything I talked about for the last 24, 25 minutes is this. Adopt new thinking. And this video ain't gonna do jack for you until you apply it. So what can you do to apply it? This would be my recommendation. Copy and paste this last thing right here for the next, I would say, 30 days as an all-day event on your calendar until it becomes a habit. It is easy to say, hard to do. Set out time, 5-10 minutes a day, every day, to self-reflect on the decisions you made, the goals you achieved, why you did A and why you did B. And that comes with habit. It's not the easiest thing to do, but this is something that's required. If you really want to live your life to its fullest, if you really want to be the director, actor, producer of your life, I think that's required. Have a great day. Bye-bye.